insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 23rd verse of the chapter.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innal ladhina yarmunal muhsanatil ghafilatil mu'minati lu'inu fid dunya wal akhirati wa lahum 'adhabun 'adheem.
Indeed, those who falsely accuse chaste, unaware, and believing women are cursed in this world and the hereafter, and they will have a great punishment.
Dear listeners, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam considers this verse as evidence for the fact that the unjust accusation of pure and chaste women is one of the great sins. And noting the fact that this verse is mentioned right after the verses about Ifk incident and the fact that Almighty Allah is mentioned as Ghafurun Rahim in the previous verse, but at the same time, the people, the believing society, must notice the danger of this phenomenon. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They are cursed in this world and in hereafter, the ones who accuse chaste, believing women who are unaware of evil. Of course, murderers, advocates of illegitimate rulers, unbelievers, hypocrites, mischief makers and polytheists, the oppressors, liars, and the ones who disclaim the truth have been cursed in the Holy Quran. But the curse of the world and hereafter, لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, the verse says, along with great punishment, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَذِيمٌ, the verse says, covers only those who stigmatize pure persons. That's the importance and danger of accusing chaste believing women.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Ba'u fi'al bani kayfa nu
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, as you can see, there are three attributes mentioned for these women who are accused. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. These attributes are muhsanat, the virtuous women, غافلات, far from and unaware of any kind of pollution, and mu'minat, believing women. So these attributes are mentioned for these women. Each of these attributes is a reason for the importance of the oppression. Each of these attributes is a reason for the importance of the oppression that is imposed on them through calumny. So these attributes are al-muhsanat, al-ghafilat, al-mu'minat. In this way, it is indicated how oppressing and unfair is accusing these persons of inadmissible accusations, and this action somehow deserves a great punishment. And the application of the Quranic word ghafilat is an interesting case in this verse, because it specifies the ultimate of their pureness from any deviation and unchasteness. Al-ghafilat. They were totally unaware of any kind of wrongdoing, any kind of unchaste action. It means that they are so heedless of sexual defilements that as if they are not aware of it all at all. And sometimes the attitude of a person towards sin is in a way that thought of sin goes out of his mind, as if there were not existed at all such an action. This is the supreme grade of piety. So al-ghafilat means that these women, they did not even know what those defilements were. What was the meaning of those kinds of defilements? But they were accused. And the ones who accuse these believers, these chaste women who are unaware of evil, لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. This is far more than the previous verses. They, in the previous verses, the ones who loved to spread indecency in the society of the believers, they were mentioned to be having punishments in the world and in hereafter. But in this verse, it is mentioned, لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They are cursed in this world and in hereafter, and at the same time, there shall be a grievous chastisement for them. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.